Okay, I know I often say vocabulary is not as important as you think. I know I keep repeating that, and it's true. But let me now speak about really the vocabulary that you need in order to progress in your career as a leader and have more impact if you want to reach the C-suite or executive level. So, as a professional right now, you are representing a function, right? You might be in engineering, in HR, in procurement, in finance, in marketing, in customer service, in operation. Any type of department you're in, you have a specific role. Something is expected from you. Maybe you are already the head of the department, or you are leading within that department, you are leading one of the team. Before learning a lot of vocabulary, you need to be very clear on what is expected from you in that role. What do they want? Do they want you to achieve certain projects for the year? Do they want you to maintain the operation on something? What is expected from you in that role so that the peers, the rest of the company can judge that you have been successful or you are being a successful leader in that function. Once you have clarified that, then you need to start listing the vocabulary that you need. So in that case, I recommend to use ChatGPT and you can ask, hey, what are the vocabulary I need in my role? I am the head of this team, or I am the team leader for this. My function or my role is to do this and that, and I need to work on those tasks, on those projects. Can you list the vocabulary that I need to know in English? Use that list as your foundation. Have a look at it. Make sure that it includes everything you need for the day-to-day business. You'd really want to make that your working file, your working list. Once you have done that, try to identify a sentence that usually you use in that context. So if you are in procurement and you have words like purchasing agreements or RFQ, usually you might use those words in certain sentences. Like there are some typical sentences when you use those words. So try to write those sentences. You can do it yourself, or again, you can also ask ChatGPT to list examples, typical examples for it. Once you've done that, that's your working file. That's the list you need to have in order to make sure that you can perform your work in an English environment in a successful way. So it's not about Netflix or anything at that point. It's really just focus on having the foundation in terms of the vocabulary required for you to be performing well in your role. Now, let's look at the second step and the second layer of vocabulary that you need. So, you want to develop and you want to grow in that role. You want to become a leader for the global market, or you want to reach a certain seniority as a leader. Whatever your objective is, in order for you to achieve that role, you now need to be seen by others as that potential leader who can really go to that next level. And to go to that next level, you need a different type of vocabulary. You need vocabulary not only related to your function, but vocabulary related to other functions and to the leadership part. So it's about being able to talk about collaboration and improvement initiatives. It's about being able to speak as if you were the CEO of that company, even if it is a multi-billion dollar company. if you want to grow in your career, we're going to expect you to have a language that is more strategic, that is more long-term, and a wording and vocabulary that includes everybody in the company. You're not just speaking on behalf of one area of expertise, one function. No, you are able to speak for the company and to share your ideas, thinking as if you were the CEO. So now you do again the same exercise. You go on ChatGPT, you can explain again what is the industry you're in, what type of company you're working. You can put whatever context you want in the prompt and then ask to list the vocabulary required in order to speak English properly as the leader, as the CEO, as the CCO, as the CFO, whatever high ambition you have. And then same thing, ask for example of sentences. And now make yourself comfortable with that type of vocabulary that is more strategic and collaborative. Those two layers are the most important vocabulary that you need to focus on. For now, do not spend time on all those small talks related vocabulary. So how to order a taxi, how to ask for the menu at the restaurant, how to do the check-in. Don't focus on that because that's not the most important right now. And that's where many people get it wrong, is that they're going to go on YouTube and just try to think, oh, let me improve my English. And let me understand, how do I answer the phone? And that's extremely specific and still very difficult to remember. So first, you need to focus on your core vocabulary in order to be seen as the expert within your area and then as a leader. A lot of that vocabulary might be already saved in your mind as passive vocabulary. So, you know, I did a podcast episode before that was about passive vocabulary. So that's vocabulary that your mind can recognize when they hear the word, but they are not good at using it actively in a discussion. A lot of the vocabulary you will see is probably in your passive memory, and it's about turning that into active use. And some, you might just not be familiar with it enough, and you just need to do a lot of memory work to really remember that vocabulary. So this is really the most important vocabulary that you need in order to grow with your career and on the global market, let's say, in an English environment. After that, once you have secured, you know, those two layers, then you can start having more freedom to add something about, hey, let me check how to order a taxi or how to manage in this unusual situation. Or then you can go into more specifics of it, okay? But first, focus on that. If you don't know yet, I have a YouTube channel. It's called My Liberty TV. You can go there on YouTube and subscribe. Take care and don't forget, you're meant to be a leader who has a spot on the global scene, okay? We need you.